Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are currently joined here by Miss Rose Valentina to talk about their newest song, Expensive. How you doing, Miss Rose Valentina?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Very, very chill. A little bit chilly, but aside from that, we Gucci, we grooving, we having a
ball. Yeah.
Very excited.
We love to hear it. We love to see it.
Yes, very much so. I'd love to talk about this new song of yours. It's been out for nearly a couple of weeks. How's the reception been up in Wellington?
You know what? If we're being completely honest, the local and just like New Zealand in general reception hasn't been very... I haven't really heard much. I don't really know what's going on. I haven't heard anything, but the international support has been crazy. I've been featured in like radio stations in Mexico and Algeria and Chile.
Wow.
Which is super cool. And so yeah, I guess the international support is from what I've seen is more.
True. Do you know why it might be being picked up more by the international crowd?
I think it's just more of a... I don't think it's a New Zealand student vibe. It's very electro, so that's fine. And I know in those countries, electronic music is hot all the time.
True. I thought
hopefully it can break out in Europe, though.
I thought Wellington would eat that song up. I mean, it's such a banger.
Nor, I mean... Being here, I know the vibe is definitely bands, as most New Zealand parts of New Zealand. They love a good rock band. They love a good, you know, electric guitar moment. So that's, you know, that's okay.
All you have to do is just sneak in one electric guitar on the next song, Valentina, and you'll have everyone creaming for more.
Did you just say cream?
No, I didn't. No, just ignore that. I'm curious, did Kill Bill influence the really sharp synths at the beginning?
Yes.
Yes, it did. I was right on the money. Hell yeah. Oh, sick, sick.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you noticed that. Thank you.
Have you got a preference between the first and the second one? I'm very curious.
Ooh, probably the first. Yeah. I know it's a tough call, but I do like the first one. I mean, it's OG, right? You can't be, you know, the sequel's never going to be better than the original.
I agree. Unfortunately, I agree. I just think the second one didn't have as much staying power. It didn't have the iconic yellow suit. Didn't have the katana fight. You know, it's just, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Anyway.
Exactly.
Anyway, we're getting off track here. is it on the chorus? Do you say that you like your beats expensive? Is that what you say?
Yeah, I do.
Sick. I was just curious because
I'm not talking about.
Are we talking about vegetables? Though, are we talking?
No, not vegetables. No, I mean I love vegetables, but no, we're talking about music. We're talking about because it's funny because the song in general doesn't have like an overall encompassing idea because it's just like it's listing off all the things that make me happy. You know what I mean? It's just a joyous song about things that make me happy, and it's also kind of ironic because I make my own music, so it's not expensive at all. It's actually free.
It's actually saving
money. It's labor.
Yeah.
I like my beats when they're labored, you know. That it's yeah, and I have friends who hire me for production, and I don't really charge much, so it's also ironic for that sense. So. And yeah, it's just a good vibe.
Is it actually a commentary on the capitalist system and consumerism?
Oh my!
Fight Club.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's go there. Yeah. Being in Wellington, you know, it's crazy. Seeing all of my friends getting redundant who work in the government is crazy.
It's pretty unfortunate. It feels like and most of those graduate jobs that come out now are just in basic admin stuff. They're not even anything specialized. So if you can't even get a job in that field, like this is not a great economy. It's not a good situation.
And you can't really work your way up anymore. It's like, it's entry level and that's all we can offer.
Yeah. It's as long as you have connections, that's how you get in places. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, again, there's... Oh, sorry?
I was going to say, fortunately, I'm going in a different direction career-wise, so I'm very glad that I get to avoid all of that, but it is unfortunate.
Yeah, super unfortunate. There's a 50s-style sample with a dude saying a bunch of stuff. It sounds like an advert or a commercial. It's on the second leg of the track. Where is that from?
Okay, so it's a documentary on women's beauty from the 60s. So with that section of the song, it was just instrumental, and I didn't know how to fill the space. And I was talking to my friend Sam, like, you know, what should I do? He said, you can either write, like, a really melodic Kevin Parker-style, like, choir moment vocally, or you can just have a spoken word section. And I was like, oh, okay, I think I like the spoken word idea. So I was like sifting through all of these like women's beauty documentaries and like the standard of beauty. And there was this one of this person, of this like man talking about how like this woman is a beautiful model, but that's all she has to her is just the fact that she's a model. She's not, you know, there's no substance to her. And it's kind of funny because in the song, lyrically, there isn't really any substance either. So I'm just referring to myself as a 1960s model in that segment.
It's all about the look.
Right.
That reminds me of my granddad used to collect vintage cars. And one time, me and my brother found an old infomercial or like manual for one of the cars. It was like, a car so easy even the wife can drive.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. Like back in the day, they were like, they were just, their narrative was women can't do anything.
Yeah,
except look good.
Obscenely sexist.
Look, if we could just go back to that just a little bit, just a smidge. Not too much, though, not too much. We don't want all the other stuff that happened, just that part, you know.
Okay.
Where women could just be pretty, and that's all that needed to happen. I'm cool.
I'll take your word for it. You were formerly known as Hybrid Rose. Now you're Miss Rosa Valentina. What is the motivation behind your name change?
Okay. I'm gonna be vulnerable with you right now.
Oh,
I'm just... So Hybrid Rose, I started when I was 16 and I'm almost 25, and I feel like every time someone refers to me as Hybrid, they don't just call me Rose, they call me Hybrid. And it's like, first off, that's not my name, but thank you. And it's just that whole period of my life was me trying to become something that was bigger than me, which is great. But there was a point in my life a couple of years ago where I realized that being a full-time commercial musician is just not what I'm most happiest doing. And a lot of the times, especially during my previous album cycle, people referred to me as just pop music, a pop diva. She was just serving, you know, the K word, we can't use it on radio, but they were saying, you know, like stuff like that, where it was just like, there wasn't any substance to begin with. And that kind of sucks because I put a lot of thought into everything I do, and I make sure everything is well put together and there's like an intention and all that stuff. And so I wanted to move away from that and just change to my Instagram handle, which is Miss Rose Valentina, which is my first and middle name. So that I can kind of do anything I want, because it's just under my name. It's not under a persona. It's not under a stage name. It's just my name and where I'm at right now, and people can just consume all of the things that I do as who I am.
Based. That's awesome. That's dope. That's real cool. Well, I still have you here this morning. This is the single from an upcoming record, International Diva. Can we expect the release date to come out soon? Or is that still under wraps?
Absolutely, it's summertime.
Summertime.
You can see it in the summer. It's coming out in summer. We've got another song coming. We've got a remix project for Expensive coming in a couple weeks. So do follow me on Instagram because that is my most active platform. I'll try to keep updated on my other platforms, but fingers crossed. And then I have another song coming in September, and we're looking at October, November release just before the summer festivals. So, you know, if there are any festivals looking for summer acts, I'm right here. I know the applications are starting to come out now. And well, I'll be just, you know, all over the summer festival, just lineups, playing all this new music for you.
Mm-hmm. If you could play at any summer festival in the world, what would be your favorite one to do?
Oh, I love this question. Thank you. Top five would be obviously Glastonbury. That's kind of the dream for any musician. Mm-hmm. South by Southwest in Texas, because I know people in New Zealand who have done it or who have, you know, started the process, but circumstances, you know, have caused them not to go. In New Zealand, I'd love to do Rhythm and Vines. Is it Rhythm and Vines? Yes, it's Rhythm and Vines.
Yeah,
or that would be amazing. Or like, I think I've done all the other ones that I want to do. I've done Welcome to Nowhere, which was really cool. And I think Great Sounds did a summer. I think last year Great Sounds did a summer festival. But I've done Cuba Duper. I'm pretty proud of that. So it's just the major ones, the big ones now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Coachella, Lollapalooza, Rolling Loud.
Lollapalooza, definitely. Not Coachella though, because that's California.
Yeah, it's too gentrified, I think. Way too
gentrified. Right. Lollapalooza would be so cool. I'll just like go out there screaming naked with a disco ball.
Crack it.
Play some like electro pop.
Have you got any plans to come and visit Otipoti as part of your release tour, or you're going to just stick to the North Island?
You know, I would love to come at some point. Like I said, for the summer. I was actually talking to someone. I just opened for a band, Brother Sister, who are so cool. Oh. They're this really cool electronic band. Oh, you know about them?
Yeah, I talked to them a few weeks ago. Crack up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I just opened for them over the weekend.
Oh my gosh. Small world.
They're so cool. they said they're willing to suss an Auckland gig for me, so I think if I can suss out somewhere in Christchurch too, I would also come down to Dunedin.
Mm. I think Dunedin could use a bit more pop, more flavour, bit more spice. Anyway, I think that's all we have for today. Thank you very much for coming on the program and talking about your new single. It's great.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course. Take care, homie.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, ka kite. Alright, that was Miss Rose Valentina talking about her new single, Expensive, which you can find on Spotify. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we have an interview with Sam Bosshard, who is a organiser for a screening of a documentary, Where Olive Trees Weep, which follows a snippet of life in the occupied West Bank in 2022. It'll be a very fascinating chat to hear. But first, we have Miss Rose Valentina with Expensive. This is the Radio 1 Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi Late Breakfast Program, 9:44. Lashko.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.